Missouri resident is in the hospital after contracting a rare and deadly brain-eating infection.
Brains.
Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services said in a recent news release the unidentified patient likely encountered Naegleria fowleri, a microscopic amoeba that can cause primary amoebic meningoencephalitis after water skiing at the Lake of the Ozarks. Patient is said to be receiving treatment in the ICU. The fowleri lurks in warm, fresh water. While it's not uncommon, they say, for it to be present, actual infections are exceedingly rare. But the amoeba can also be found in unchlorinated swimming pools and splash pads, and even on an occasional tap water, per the CDC.
Cool.
Typically enters the body through the nose. So this is probably one of those things, like, too, when people do their the kettles and stuff. When they're not using
the neti pot.
Yeah, whatever the hell those
didn't
are.
Didn't that take someone out earlier this year within the last 2 years? Why do amoeba, is there any other organ of the body that parasites eat, right? They eat flesh, or they seem to eat your brain.
Well, they say, once it enters your body, it makes a beeline for the brain, where it destroys tissue. That's the first move.
That's what I'm saying. Why is it the brain? Why did it have to go for the brain?
Maybe brains are delicious.
I guess. Why can't it go? What's the thing that blows up? The appendix. You can live without it. Just eat our appendix. If you're going to eat something, eat my appendix, I don't care.
It's just what they like, man.
They just like brain. Okay.
I'd love to see this flex.
Is that like their chicken nugget for kids? Like, guys, try something else.
That's what I'm assuming.
That's their dino nugget.
Here's what they say you should do.
The brain.
The brain.
The human dino nugget.
A neo-amoeba's dino nugget.
If you're going to Lake of the Ozarks, here's what you do. Officials urge caution. If you're in the warm, fresh water, they recommend nose clips.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Underwater or limiting underwater activity and steering clear of stirring up lake sediment, where the amoeba tend to reside.
So don't get in the water.
So you're walking in the water, don't swim.
Don't get in the water.
How did you get that thing you got, 206-803 Rock?
I always defend lakes and love swimming in them, but stuff like that doesn't help.
No, it really does not.
Well, there's living stuff in there. I mean, we have to expect that.
I know, but it's like when you say that, like, put it this way, man. I can go to Lake of Ozarks. Hey, man, don't stir up the bottom. You might get the brain-eating amoeba. Or go swimming right off the coast of, what's the beach in Florida? Starts with an S.
New Smyrna Beach.
New Smyrna Beach, right. Right where the sharks are all in. I would rather go to New Smyrna Beach.
What? There's a lot of shark bites there. Rarely is there a death as there lemon and some other shark.
Which are delicious.
They're black tip. Little tiny ones.
Okay. Oh, yeah. So my question, Ted, do we go to New Smyrna Beach or you want to go to Lake of Ozarks?
I'll take you up to the old stilly up in Darrington. We're swimming in a river.
Yeah, okay.
Well, someone told me I shouldn't. Like, I always used to swim with my eyes open underwater.
Yeah, I did too.
Pool, lake, ocean, doesn't matter.
And they say don't.
I never do.
That's what they say.
At a reflex, I close my eyes.
I feel like in the ocean, I will close my eyes.
What's that?
How do you see when you're swimming underwater?
Well, you just kind of guess.
Yeah,
okay, all right.
And if you're in a pool, you kind of take the dimensions so you don't hit it.
Sure, fair.
But, yeah, you just kind of guessing or you got to work up.
Okay.
I don't know. The pool, my eyes are open. In the ocean, I close them.
Because
I just...
They get a little salty, but, I mean, basically, it doesn't bother me.
I just can't.
Yet.
It's like, you ever seen me try to put in eye drops?
No, you can't keep your eyes open.
It's like me trying to swallow something. Yeah, I got to, force my eye open and... I don't know.
You'll close your own eyes.
Yeah. So, when I'm in water, I'll be like, open them. And it's like my brain's like, no.
Okay.
Don't.
Fair enough.
Well, that's good. How did you get the thing you got, 206-803-ROCK?
Hello, Bill. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
So, this takes place probably back in the early 70s. I was about 9 or 10. I was a Navy brat, and when my father was on base, my mother helped run a Texaco gas station. And I had kind of learned how to pump gas. So one day, this guy pulls in with a motorcycle and wants a few bucks in gas, and my mother let me go out there and pump it. Well, during that time while pumping, he decided to go to the bathroom. My mother went back inside to watch the soap operas, and I finished pumping the gas. Well, I'm looking around, and the guy's still not there, but there is this cool-looking motorcycle right in front of me. Add to that I had just saw Evel Knievel jump several cars, maybe a couple of days before in a program. So I decided I'm going to be Evel Knievel, and I'm going to hop on this motorcycle. Well, I'm wearing shorts. The motorcycle had just pulled in, and when my leg relaxed and hit that muffler, it was the equivalent of me frying bologna in a skillet.
Oh, yeah.
The smell and the smell.
Yeah. And it sticks.
So at that, yeah. And it
sticks.
Stuck. So yeah. I put out the sound that I'm pretty sure only dogs could hear at the time. I could not even get a scream out. I immediately dove off of the bike, and I think a second or two later is when I was actually able to scream. So my mother comes running out, and I'm figuring, okay, she's going to kiss the boo-boo or render first aid. No, she yokes me up by the collar and starts beating the crap out of me. I'm totally embarrassed. I'm crying. The guy comes out. He's looking like, I don't know what the heck just happened, and he took off. Well, to this day, I still have a gnarly C-shaped scar on my calf muscle that has just never gone away, and a little patch where the skin kind of got pulled and torn off.
Oh, so, yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Good times.
You bring up Evel Knievel, right? So when, what's the show? Jackass came out. You know, hey, man, don't try this at home, blah, blah, blah. All the stuff you should say. They never said that with Evel Knievel.
No.
And like you said,
they said, by the toy.
All of us, every single one of us, we'd make our little crappy ramps. We'd grab our bikes, roll down, and try to jump whatever it is we wanted to jump, specifically because of Evel Knievel.
Yeah.
Now, one time did they say, hey, kids specifically, because he's your hero, right? Adults kind of figured it out, but this is your hero. Like you said, we have his toys. It's all about wheelies and jumping. Mm-hmm. Go as fast as you can. I never said don't do it. And we all did it. And all of us, much like Evel Knievel, failed all of the time.
They had this thing, this Evel Knievel accessory for your bicycle.
Oh, your revs.
So where your grips are. You replace the right-handed grip on your bike, and this plastic contortion thing went on there. Mm-hmm. And when you revved it, it had a little speaker in there to go, then you take off down the hill and hit that ramp.
Yeah.
You realize, and every kid on earth, if you had that on your bike,
what the hell is that thing called?
You were convinced you're going faster. It's like a little kid with new shoes, like, look how fast I can run. And you go, yeah, great. Same thing. So anyone that got one of these for Christmas or their birthday, like, we're jumping your bike. But we'd all use his bike, because obviously his bike is faster because it makes noise.
They still make these things.
Are you kidding?
No.
Okay. Jeez.
I mean, that would be cool if you're a kid with a bicycle to rev it up.
But it really inspired you to jump.
They got them. You can still buy one. Retro motorcycle rev.
Yeah, why not?
I want one. I'll put one of those on my street bike right now.
So, man, get one on the mountain bike.
You just get right there. Get out of my way, bitch.
Pedal.
How did you get that thing that you got, 206-803-ROCK?
We used to run over aluminum cans. That's how we got the revving sound. You would run over the aluminum can, and then it would go all the way around, and it would stick on the bar. And your tire running on that can would just...
That's how you revved it?
Because it would resonate through the can out the mouth of it. And so, yeah, it would make that sound.
So when I was a real little kid, like, my dad liked Westerns. And our kitchen was so old, we had saloon doors.
I thought those were awesome when I was growing up.
Yes.
But I would put keys in the back of my shoes and have my little toy gun. So it sounded like I had spurs. It bust through into the kitchen.
Did you ever kick them open?
I don't think I was that tall. But you're right. As a kid, you'll do anything to make like that.
Absolutely, man. You want to recreate these moments.
Man,
at least Jackass said don't.
Yeah. Even when someone got in trouble in school, we go, oh.
It's just, and teachers will get mad, but we're like, look, either you could not yell at the kid or just accept that it's going to happen. Because, I mean, you know, 28 kids in unison.
Did you ever do the U?
What's a U?
Like, if Thrill was getting in trouble, like everybody else in the class would just go,
you.
I mean, I was the one doing it. Like,
why does anyone want to be a teacher? I mean, it's just, you know what I mean?
Jesus Christ.